Just west of downtown San Antonio, the Bexar County Jail looms like a fortress. It's a seven-story building of stained concrete floors, white cinder block walls, and brown heavy steel doors that shut and lock with a certainty. It's an unforgiving place, but it needs to be. It's built to hold not nice people against their will. On any given day, over 4,000 inmates are captive, making it the 16th largest county jail in America. More than 800 of them are dealing with diagnosed mental issues. The challenge for the jail is how to keep the inmates safe when some are determined to kill themselves.
So from the magistrate's office, they're brought in here. They're padded.
Lieutenant Mark Padilla says finding out who is likely to self-harm is their first challenge.
They're asking four questions. It's, have you ever been under mental health? Do you take any medication? Have you ever seen a doctor for mental health problems? And do you feel suicidal?
Those four questions are asked four different times during booking. And in booking, it's loud, chaotic, with bright fluorescent lights. The inmates are handcuffed and shackled. Many of these men and women know the routine, but for the first-timers like Richard, this is a nightmare.
I'm scared to death.
Richard says he never thought he'd end up in jail. He works as a security guard and has been an evidence tech. He says he's in jail because his brother is accusing him of assault, a charge he flatly denies.
Don't you need some evidence? The police found no evidence I did the crime.
Richard is like the majority of people housed in the jail. He hasn't been found guilty. Most of the people here are awaiting trial or the resolution of their cases. Others have been convicted and given short sentences, had probation revoked, or are waiting to be transferred to state prison. As Richard tells me his story, he's panicking, and the veins in his neck and arms are bulging, so much so that another inmate notices.
Calm it down.
Your blood pressure.
I'm scared.
Yeah, but look at your arms. Your blood pressure's rising. Yeah.
Richard says as he was asked the four questions in booking, he was so scared, he was tempted to say yes, he was suicidal.
I was scared. Why not? But I didn't. This lady was trying to coach her. She goes, don't say it. I know you're scared, but don't say it. And I was like, the honest truth? I felt like saying, hell yeah.
Had Richard said those words, I am suicidal, he says his stay in the Bexar County Jail would go from bad to even worse. Instead of being in an open pod with other inmates where he could watch TV, talk with others, and work to get released early, he would be placed in the lockdown mental health unit.
This is the mental health unit. These are acute individuals that are assigned to single man cells. The doctors and the mental health counselors have decided we cannot put them in a group setting in a stable mental health unit because they are either going to be in danger to themselves or others.
Lieutenant Padilla opens the door of a cell in the mental health unit, and the reek of urine hits me in the face. The cell is littered with trash and has two mattresses folded end over end. It's a wreck, but if someone wanted to commit suicide here, it would be very difficult.
The lights used to be at a level where you could still hang something from. Everything's been retrofitted and moved into the ceiling, so it's a higher reach for them.
Also in the ceiling, there's a video camera for 24-hour surveillance, and a guard physically checks each cell every 15 minutes around the clock. The bed is no longer metal with opportunities for self-harm. It's now solid plastic.
It's indestructible, and it's mounted to the floor.
But even after all of these modifications, if an inmate is exhibiting troubling signs, he can be confined to the padded cell.
Yeah, it's cushioned. This is cushioned. And it's been approved by the doctors. It's been approved by TCJS. Anything that we bring into the system has to be approved by Texas Commission on Jail Standards.
It's a bare room. The walls are made from a beige heavy plastic material with some cushion. If an inmate slammed his head against that wall, they might get a headache, but they wouldn't crack open their own skull. And in this padded cell, someone has carved a giant skull into the plastic wall. It looks like the emblem of Marvel's Punisher, the face of the Grim Reaper, with a grim reminder of what these jail guards are trying to prevent. In San Antonio, David Martin Davies reporting.